From March to September this year, the city of Kodiak collected more than $135,000 in remote sales tax revenue. That's the sales tax that many Kodiak residents started to see this spring on their online orders. This new revenue stream is a result of the Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Commission, representing 33 local governments in Alaska. City Finance Director Julie Liu.
It was as a result of the Supreme Court case of South Dakota versus Wayfair, where they removed the requirement of physical presence and created an opportunity for sales tax collection from online sales from remote sellers.
Statewide, the Tax Commission has collected over $650,000 in September, up from $570,000 in July, reflecting an upward trend in online sales tax collection since the program started in March. For instance, in the first few months of the remote tax collection, the city received a total of $35,000. But since then, beginning in July, the city has collected an average of over $30,000 each month from online sellers. How will this new revenue affect the city's budget? At this point, the city is not sure.
You know, we're in the infancy of collecting sales tax from remote sellers, so it would be interesting, I guess, to see after a full year how that would look like.
To some extent, the remote sales collection will help offset the decrease in local sales tax revenue and in hotel tax revenue, which was down by $100,000 compared to the third fiscal quarter in 2019. The timing of this new revenue stream couldn't come at a better time, as Mayor Pat Branson said.
Yeah, it's good to see the numbers, too.
For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Jared Griffin.